What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. Today I'm here with...
Blaise Klopp.
And for those who don't know, this is like another Christmas present for football fans all across the world.
Yep.
Today we have college football semifinal, Notre Dame versus Penn State. Friday, Ohio State, Texas. And then on Saturday, we have two NFL playoff games, followed by two Sunday, and then another one to wrap it up Monday. And it's just a great week. So I'll start off, Blaise. College or NFL, which game looks most intriguing to you? Which one are you looking most forward to watching?
I'm gonna go with college, because you know it's like the kind of the first time we're seeing this final of the playoffs and these big teams in the new college football playoff format. I'm really excited to see what's gonna go down. This is like, I kind of want to say it's like the first year, maybe it's like there's not a giant super team that can just like obviously gonna win the whole thing. So I'm really excited to watch these four teams duke it out these next couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Which game in particular though? Which one are you looking forward to?
I'll go with Ohio State, Texas. That game really intrigues me a lot. You know, it's gonna be a really good game. SEC. I'm gonna see what Texas last team they're gonna do. Ohio State's been rolling. Texas came off a really good game, thriller against Arizona State.
Yeah.
And Ohio State just came off pounding Oregon. So I'm excited to see what's gonna happen. I really am. It's a nice game, Notre Dame, Penn State. That's gonna be a great game too.
Yeah, honestly. That's one of the games I'm really looking forward to, too. Because I think the Ohio State-Texas game is going to be a really good game. But then I feel like that game could also be a blowout written all over it.
It definitely could be. I feel like if any team's going to blow out, it's going to be Ohio State blowing.
Yeah.
Blowout.
But yeah, I mean, I mean, just looking from the spread, I think it's like a one and a half point spread either way.
Yeah.
And it's like, so it's basically just like a toss-up of who you think's going to win. And it's like, you know, Notre Dame probably has a little better defense, and then Penn State's offense maybe will be a little bit better. But again, that game's just a toss up, and I feel like that game just, it gets kind of meant to happen, because like, you know, this whole thing's kind of built for Penn State to make the playoffs, because like they had been so close so many years before. But
yep,
I don't know. I think it's gonna be a really good game tonight. Just, and obviously, you know, for the first time, you have those. You have two black head coaches. One of them is going to be in the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a toss-up, because both of them have looked really good throughout this run.
Oh, yeah. That's two really good teams here. Who do you think? Who do you got? Who do you got in this game?
I think it's going to be Notre Dame.
Really? I'm on the opposite side of things. I'll be honest.
I think that Drew Aller is kind of overrated, personally. I don't think he's as good as what he's hyped. Like, he's had some good games, but I want to see it. Like, because if we're being honest, SMU and Boise State were not that good. Like, they weren't, like, I just think Notre Dame's going to be the first, like, elite team that they've played up to this point. And I think ever since that Northern Illinois game, Notre Dame's been playing a really good brand of football. In like even that Georgia game without Carson Beck, like I know Carson Beck wasn't playing, but they still put it on that defense. They like Marcus Freeman, he really coached a good game too against that Georgia defense that's gonna have multiple guys go in the first round of the draft.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Notre Dame's gonna win tonight. That's my pick.
Speaking of Carson Beck, you see he's at the transfer
portal? I did just see that. I was like,
that's crazy. I was like, I saw him like, why in the world would Carson Beck enter the transfer portal? You don't go much down from Georgia. That's like cream of the crop. You can't go down from there.
Exactly. It's like you're basically going down from there. It's like you're not going to go anywhere above, like, Georgia. Like,
where do you think you... I mean, I think... I've just seen Miami. From what I've seen, like, the past 5 minutes. Miami, I haven't seen that. I don't know where else you go.
Whoever it is... Someone is throwing a bag at him to transfer. Because here's the thing. He's giving up on the NFL draft, first of all.
Yeah, he's like a fifth round, fourth round pick. Like, he would have been like, I mean, that's a good pick in the NFL draft.
It's like,
not awful.
But yeah, I mean, he must be getting a bag from some of the, like, some really good team that he just said, I cannot, like, I have to take this offer.
Yeah, he's got to. And they gotta be like a decent team too that have that much money. Like,
exactly.
I mean, I think it's Miami. I don't know, but we'll find out sooner or later.
Yeah.
But crazy news just coming out.
Yeah, that I was shocked when I saw that because he just like hurt his arm too, and that's why he didn't play. But
that I thought it was fake at first. I was like, that's the most random transfer portal I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, I was like, Carson Beck, like, I mean, it's like. It's got to be some crazy money, though, that some team's offering him.
100%. It's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah. And so, this Ohio State-Texas game, it's like, obviously, you know, Ohio State, since that Michigan loss, they've looked like the best. They've looked like how they've been supposed to look all year. Like, they just, like, they killed Tennessee. Like, I did not expect them to put that type of beat down on Oregon.
Yeah,
at all. And then they just beat them down. And then like, the reason I feel like this has blowout potential is because like Texas has been the team where it's like I said this on my Twitter a couple weeks like in November I believe where it was like everyone was hating on Indiana's schedule, right? Texas, if you looked at their schedule, they had never beaten like a good team. They lost to Georgia twice. It's like they were beating up on like some of the mid teams around the SEC. And it's like both of their best wins were Michigan to that point in the season. But, like, and it's like, honestly, if Texas, we all agreed that that probably was a target. That was targeting.
Yeah, it was targeting. It definitely
and
was.
So
100% was targeting.
If you call that, Texas is probably out, and Arizona State's playing in this game.
I agree. I think in that game specifically, I feel like Texas just under anticipated Arizona State.
They were up 16 in the fourth quarter. They had all the momentum in the world.
And then they kind of let off the gas. I was like, all right, let's pick it up a little. They started letting him scatter moves, started getting to work.
Yeah.
And then he put his name on the map. I mean, that guy's he's a dog.
He's a dog.
He's a little cocky, but he's good.
Well, here's the thing. You got to have an edge to yourself, and that's just what his edge is to him.
Yeah, no. I've, like, obviously before going to the game, I've heard of him, but, like, I didn't really know about him until that game, and now he's kind of like put his name out there, so it's pretty good. But for this Texas-Ohio State game, I think there's just two words, Jeremiah Smith.
Oh, dude.
That guy, he's the X Factor. I mean, he really
showed
out. I think Texas is going to double-team them, honestly.
That's a freshman, too, dude.
It's a freshman. I think they're going to double-team him. I don't know. It's going to be... the spread's at 6, so the sportsbooks always know what they're talking about.
Here's the thing, though, dude. It's like, if you look at, like, the... Ohio State is probably wide receiver U. I mean, just, like, look at the guys that they put in the league. Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Smith and Jigba, Marvin Harrison Jr. That's just a couple guys. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
And then,
they are...
Like, Ibuka's probably going to go... He might be a first-round pick, too. And then... Jeremiah Smith might be better than all of them.
I agree.
And he's a freshman.
That guy, he's amazing.
Like, if he's
just watching his games, the catches he makes when I was watching that game, is just like, you shouldn't be making those catches as a freshman. That's just crazy.
Exactly.
It's very impressive, and I think he's honestly, I'll honestly go to say, I think he's the best receiver in college football. I know there's a guy in Arizona State, or Arizona Tate. He's good, but I think Jeremiah's the best, honestly.
Here's the thing, it's like, Jeremiah Smith, he can jump, he can out-jump you, he can outrun you, he can beat you any way possible, and it's like, you just don't see that out of a freshman wide receiver. It's like, for him to be playing at Ohio State as a freshman, that, like, doesn't happen. Like,
it does not happen. You are 100% right. It does not happen.
But, yeah, I mean.
Crazy.
And Ohio State is, like, they're finally looking how everyone expected them to look so far this year. It's, like, when you spend, like, put $20 million into a roster, and it's, like, you bring in all these guys, it's, like, this is how you're supposed to look. As dominant as they have been.
One thing I need to see from Ohio State, I need to see them beat Michigan.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you why they...
That's Dave's kryptonite. He cannot beat Michigan. Well,
I'll tell you why they lost to Michigan this time. So, here's the thing. Your identity, whether it's in football or basketball or any sport, your identity is everything. Ohio State's identity was a finesse football team that wants to throw the ball to their guys, right? Well, for some reason, when they played Michigan, they wanted to become this ground-and-pound, tough football team that wanted to run the ball in the trenches, and it didn't work. It's like, had they stuck to what they had been good at all season long, they probably would have won that game.
Yeah.
But they tried to switch up the game plan and become a different team that they are not. Like, are Quinshon Judkins and Trayvon Henderson two of the best backs in college football? Absolutely. But when you have two of your top offensive line out, and here's the thing, Michigan still has a really talented defensive line.
They have two top, arguably two top 10 picks.
Exactly. And it's like,
team.
Why are you trying to run the ball against that? It makes no sense. And Will Johnson was out too, one of the top corners in the nation. He was out for that game. It's like, why not throw the ball to your first round pick this year and then the best freshman, arguably best receiver in college football on the other side too?
I agree. And Michigan's had quarterback problems the whole year. I mean, they've been switching it off. They got Orgy and what's the other guy? I forget the other guy's name, but he's not very
Tyler,
good.
I think his name
last Tyler, not Tyler, is no, Warren? Tyler is Warren? No.
Davis Warren or something like
Davis
that?
Davis Warren. It's like something like that.
He's like a walk on or something.
I got a really good buddy who's a Michigan fan, so I've watched a couple games with him, but it's just, I don't know. This wasn't a brand of Michigan football that we know, but I feel like now that they got Underwood?
Oh, yeah. Bryce Underwood?
He's going to be a stud. I mean, they threw him a bag to switch from LSU, came over. I mean, they're going to be very good soon. But for Ohio State, I mean, as a fan base, it's got to suck just watching your team lose to your rival every single year.
Here's the thing,
and
dude.
It's just the most awful thing to see. You want to win those games.
Exactly.
You got to get sick of it. If I was Ohio State fan, I'd be sick of losing to Michigan every single year.
It's like, bro, and especially it's like, dude, even if they win the national championship, it's like, shit, we still lost to Michigan. It's like,
and then Michigan's going to hold that over you for the whole year. You're like, oh, you guys won
the
national championship.
Oh, we beat the national championship.
Oh, we beat y'all.
I mean, they had no business losing that game to that Michigan team either. With the injuries that Michigan had going into that game, too, it was like, how do you lose that game to that Michigan team?
I don't know.
The last couple of years, Michigan's had some really good teams. It's like, the year
I went
before,
to one of the games. They're a good team. They've been good. The past couple of years has been down. Who makes the playoffs? Ohio State or Michigan? Whoever wins that game makes the playoffs. It's been Michigan every time. As of late, they've won the games to knock them off. But yeah,
I mean, it's like even last year. I think Michigan was probably favored to win that game because Michigan had one of the best rosters in the country, top to bottom.
That's it. That team was crazy.
Then the year before that, you have the Aiden Hutchinson team that was also a bunch of dogs on that team. But it's like this year it was like, this was the down year for Michigan. And it's like, McCarthy leaves. All these guys from
wide receiver one leaves.
All the guys from last year's team are gone, basically.
Blake Corum, the running back. Everybody leaves off that team. So if I'm a Michigan fan, I'm saying if y'all can't even beat us on one of our lowest parts of the season and your guys' highest points, when will y'all ever beat us? Honestly,
I mean, it's like, I don't know. That's like, it's like, you know, you have like who knows when Ohio State's gonna get them back? Because it's like, that's not rivalry games. It's like, let's look at Louisville, Kentucky. It's like, even last year, when Louisville had a much better team, Kentucky still came in and beat us. It's like, you can never, in rivalry games, you can never overlook your opponent because anything and everything can happen in a rivalry game. Like the Iron Bowl, for example. Who expects a 100-yard kick six return for a touchdown?
That's what makes rivalries right there. There's been multiple times in many rivalries where that's happened. Like,
or the Jalen Milrow, 4th and 31. I mean, who expects that to happen?
Yeah, no, we hate to see that, but it did happen. No, it's. I mean, that's what makes the game awesome. But those rivalry games, you toss everything out the window. Who's better? Honestly, who's better? Who's worse in this play? I mean, Louisville, Kentucky, too. Every rivalry, there's. It's just.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see them. They're awesome. Rivalry weekend is one of the best weekends in football.
So I have Ohio State. Who do you have? You got Tech. Who do you have?
You know, I'm going with Ohio State.
Yeah.
Texas is good, but I feel like if you want to take the spread and tease it to 7.5, I feel like Texas keeps it close. I think they keep it closer than people will think, but I'm taking Ohio State here, 100%.
Yeah, that's about like a touchdown spread, basically, almost. So.
Yeah, so it's like,
Yeah.
Definitely taking that for sure.
Yeah. And then, okay, so that's our college games. Then we head over to the NFL slate. I believe the first game is Chargers-Texans.
Correct. Yep. That's
and honestly, I think the Chargers are going to take that game. I just think that the Texans, so every year I kind of have like a sleeper team that I think is going to do really well. Well, this year I thought the Texans were going to be like 12-5, like a really good 12-5 team that was going to be really good. Because I believe in the C.J. Stroud hype. They bring in Stephon Diggs. They have Will Anderson, that defense again. Well, then the injury bug just killed them this year. Like Nico Collins goes out early in the year, and then Stephon Diggs tears his ACL. Then Tank Dell injury. It's like they could never just stay healthy enough to make a run.
Yeah, no. Texas, there was a lot of hype going into C.J. Stroud's sophomore year. I mean, he brought in all the weapons. Dalton Schultz, but, like, he's a solid.
Yeah, solid tight end.
Not bad. They brought him in, but then, I don't know, it's just, he's been looking really bad this year. I mean,
I don't know what it is, but,
I think he's thrown for over 300 yards 2 times this whole season, and that's just, like, from what you expect from him, from, like, what he was. Wasn't he like a top 4 MVP candidate last year, top 3 or something like that?
I don't know what he was. I don't know if he was that high, but like he was in discussions like at some point in the year.
For some point, because he was putting up some great numbers with Tank and Nico Collins. And then the injury bug, like you said, like obviously having Diggs go out hurts a lot. And then Nico Collins had the hamstring injury.
Yeah.
But I feel like when they start just to get things rolling, Tank Dell gets injured and that just kind of sinks his ship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they signed Deontay Johnson, but, like, what's that going to do?
I mean, he hasn't even played, like...
He's a cancer on every... I mean, not a cancer, but, like, I mean, Baltimore released him.
I mean, dude, I think he's been on, like, four... He was on 4 different teams in a calendar year. It was, like, Steelers, Panthers...
Yeah, you're right.
Baltimore, yeah, yeah. Then Houston. It's, like, a guy's being bounced around that much. It's, like...
Dude, something's wrong if he keeps getting... I mean, he's good on, like... Pittsburgh, and then he was decent on the Panthers, and I guess they got traded for no reason. But
and then
back to the Houston game, whatever Chargers game. Who do you got? You said you got Chargers.
I got the Chargers. I mean, they're Harbaugh has that team playing really good football right now. Like that defense they got down there is legit. They have a nice defense down there, and then here's the thing: it's not like they have crazy weapons on the offense, but they're just. They're getting it done. It reminds me a lot of Harbaugh's Michigan teams. It's like their offensive weapons were never like crazy good, but they're finding like McConkey or like Quentin Johnson can turn it on at times. It's like they have got like they just have guys who can make plays for them that aren't like household names, but like you know J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards. It's like they're bringing in guys that like can play ball.
But that draft pick, Joe Alt, too. I mean, guy's shaped up to be insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when John, Harbaugh drafted him. And I remember, I was like, why would you draft
a
lineman? I was like, dude, like, this guy was not projected that high.
Well, they also had just traded Keenan Allen to the Bears, too, so they had, like, no weapons at all.
That's right. You're right. No weapons. I'm like, at least draft, like, a good receiver or something. And then, I mean, they obviously knew what they were doing, because look at them now. I mean, they were not supposed to be here right now.
Exactly.
They are a good team, well-worked team, great defense. Justin Herbert's playing great ball. Ladd McConkey's just like...
He's a stud.
I love Ladd McConkey. I love watching him play. Those routes are very nice. He's only had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Two weeks ago, but the one... I mean, he's a great player.
Yeah.
Really good player.
Yeah, I just think the Texans, they don't have enough firepower right now, and then I just think that Chargers defense is going to stifle them.
Yeah, it's going to stop the run. Joe Mixon ain't going to get nothing going.
It's like, if it wasn't for Kevin O'Connell having such a great year, I would say Harbaugh might be a coach of the year this year, if it wasn't for Kevin O'Connell. Because 100%. No one thought the Chargers were going to even be remotely good
this year. I thought the Chargers were going to be... I mean, like, you look at it, I'm like, this team's not going to do it. I'm like, doing some, like, pre-season fantasy research. I'm like, I'm not drafting any of these players. I'm not going to do anything.
Exactly.
I mean, they balled out. I mean, great team. Wherever Harbaugh goes, he wins. He's a winning guy.
It is true. And then, so I had Chargers. You have...
Chargers. I got Chargers,
yeah, too. What's the spread on that game? I think the Chargers are 5 favorites.
Looking at it right now, it's like 3, which has actually surprised me a lot. I thought it'd be like a little more than that. I don't know how it's 3, but
I'm gonna take the Chargers.
I think I might bet that -3 on.
Yeah, I'm gonna bet the Chargers by 3. I just think that they're playing really good football right now, and it's like, as obviously, I think they're giving Houston some respect, but like, Houston's looked shaky.
I agree. That Christmas game was awful.
Oh yeah, they got.
That was such a hard watch. That was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
That was a rough game. And then, so yeah, I would take the -3 there. I just don't see Houston. Like, that game could be close. But I think the Chargers just going to control the game most way, like they have all year.
Yeah, no, it's just, that you just don't even think about it and do the -3. Yeah. It's going to be a blow.
All right, so then the second game of the day is the Steelers versus the Baltimore Ravens. And I think this is, Zay Flowers was just ruled out, so he is not playing.
Really? Okay, I did not see that.
So, yeah, Zay Flowers is out. The teams, they split the meetings the first time in the regular season. Who do you got in this game? What sticks out to you in this game?
Okay, so I'm going Ravens here. I think Pittsburgh last 4 games.
Oh, not rough.
Good. I know you're a Pittsburgh fan, so you know all
that. Yes, yes.
They just have not played good at all. And if they're not getting Pickens the ball. He's been injured a little bit, but he's not getting him the ball. Russ isn't playing very well. I think Baltimore, they're going to win this game. I think they're going to win with ease. The spread's at 9.5. I think they're going to top that. I'm taking Baltimore all the way. And I know, yeah, you're kind of torn here, I'm sure. You got Lamar. Yeah. I know you're a little fan. And you got the Steelers.
Yeah.
So, are you more of a Steelers fan or are you more of a Lamar fan?
I'm more of a Steelers fan. Here's my thing on it. It's like, I wish Lamar had gone to any other team that was not the Baltimore Ravens. Like, that's the, like, here's the thing. I root for Lamar to have, like, 500 yards and 6 touchdowns, but I hope the Ravens lose in the process. Like, I hope Lamar goes crazy, but the Ravens lose. And so for this game, it's like, I think the Ravens will win, even as a Steelers fan, but I think it's going to be closer than people expect. I don't think, because without Zay, so he's not going to have Zay Flowers. I still think it's going to be, obviously the Ravens are a tough team to defend, just because they still have weapons.
Yeah.
But I think if we can just play our game, and I think if Tomlin can get the guys just like, obviously, you know, it's hard rolling in off 4-game losing streak. But it's like, you look at the teams that you lost. Like, here's the thing. That first game, the box score doesn't tell the whole story. That game was 17-24 in the fourth quarter. And the Steelers were driving. And then Russ throws an uncharacteristic pick 6, which basically, that iced the game, basically. But it's like, that game was closer than what the box score would have suggested. And for me, it's like, with Zay Flowers being out, I think it's going to be especially since it's a rivalry game too, I think it's going to be a closer game than what people expect. I think, like, so I think that's why it's such a hard bet, because it's like, the 9.5 is a lot of points to cover still,
a lot.
And so it's like, especially in a playoff game, it's like, I know this, like, we've looked bad, but it's like, if our defense, which has historically had success against Lamar, I think we can still keep it a close game. So that's why I would bet plus 9.5, just because I think we're going to keep it a closer game than people expect.
What was the... So y'all won... I guess it was... Yeah, you're right. How much did y'all win by the last time we played them?
We won...
You just split the series.
18... We won 18-16.
18-16?
It was a big defensive game.
Alright, yeah. I mean... I like your point on... You think it's going to be close there. Where is it? It's at Baltimore.
It's at Baltimore. Also
weather factor, too. So if it's really cold, they're going to have to run the ball. And I'll be honest. Najee Harris is a bum.
Yeah,
That guy sucks. Yeah, I mean, his rookie season was good with Ben Roethlisberger. But other than that, what has he done?
He is making 1,000 yards look like the stupidest stat of all time. Because it's like, who cares if you're getting 1,000 yards when it's taking you so many carries just to, like, I don't know how many 100-yard games he actually had this year. I think, like, one or two. But it's like, Jalen Warren's just so much more explosive than he is. It's like, every time Jalen touches the ball, he's getting, like, 5 yards with ease every time.
I know. I'm like, I watched a couple Steelers games. I see Najee Harris, the ball's like, he hits it for 2 yards every carry. And I'm just like, dude, like.
But, dude, our offensive coordinator keeps running this toss play to Najee Harris, like, every time, and it never works. It hasn't worked all year. It's like this halfback toss that gets stopped.
Is your offensive coordinator Arthur Smith?
Yes.
Wow, that's awful.
No, yeah,
Why is he in the NFL? I mean, he was the Falcons coach last year. He sucks.
I mean, it just, he has some good play calls, but it's like, here's my thing with Russell right now. For Russ, he needs to just get the ball out faster. Because we're the type of team where we cannot play behind the sticks. So when he's taking a sack and it's 2nd and 15, I know we're screwed because we're not going to be able to, like, pick up yards like that. It's like, if we're staying in front of the sticks, even if it's like 2nd and 7 or like just anything that's positive, we have a shot on that drive. And it's like with Chris Boswell right now, if you can just get into range, he's an automatic this year. It's like you're going to get points. Like, and, like, because you're starting at the 30-yard line now, if you just get, like, 40 or 30 yards on a drive, you can get 3 points every time.
Yeah, I agree. That's just the brand of Steelers football right there.
Exactly. You
gotta just go with it, but, yeah. It's gonna be a good game no matter what.
Yeah, I think it'll be a closer game. Like, not even just saying that bias, because, like, again, rivalry games, a lot can happen. And so...
Yeah. I was kind of interested to see that the same division play each other.
Exactly.
Pretty interesting. But that'll be a good game for sure.
What's that first Sunday game? I think it's NFC.
It's Denver.
Oh,
Buffalo.
I think Buffalo's gonna get them.
Yeah.
What's the spread on that? Is that a big spread?
It's 8.5. I honestly like Denver 8.5 a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at they got fight. Yeah, they got fight.
They're gonna fight. Yeah.
That I know the Bengals don't have a very good defense, but when they were making that comeback, Nix is very good. I mean, he is kind of a shutdown merchant, but I mean, he also had that deep shot he chucks out to Marvin Mims all the time. I mean, that game. Did you watch the Bengals game when they played?
I watched some of it. Yes,
it was insane.
Oh yeah,
that game. I know the spread's 8.5 here. Buffalo's great. They're gonna win. But I would not be opposed to taking spread on that at all.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a closer game than people said.
I don't know. Like, that game's going to be... Here's the thing. It's like, because there's all these teams, except like the Chargers are basically like cold weather teams, it's not like the cold's going to affect anyone to this point. It's like...
Yeah.
Everyone plays in the cold. It's like...
Yeah, all these games... I'm looking at all these games are pretty much in the cold except like two.
Yeah. It's like... Yeah, I think the Bills are going to win. It's just a matter of if Josh, obviously, you know, Josh has turned down the turnovers a lot this year, which was, that was the thing that was killing him his whole career, and he completely turned it down.
Yeah.
So, like, but I think, if Josh can just play how he's been playing, not turn the ball over and just make plays, they'll get it done.
They'll get it done, yeah. No thought. Buffalo.
winning this game, moving on to the next round, 100%.
And then I think that next game's an NFC game.
Packers, Eagles.
Is Jordan Love hurt? Is he not playing that game?
He's banged up. The spread's at 4.5, so that makes me believe that he is playing.
What's the Jalen Hurts situation? I know he had a concussion, but I don't know if he's playing or not in that game.
Let's see. Well, he's been out for 2 weeks, right?
Something already. Like that. He's been out for.
I think there's no way they don't play him. They gotta play him this week. They're gonna play him. And if it gets to be a blowout, we'll take him out. But I think Philadelphia runs them.
I mean, pretty. I think Christian Watson, he just tore his ACL in the last game of the year against the Bears, and then I think the Packers are a good, not great team, but it's I just think that Saquon has been on a tear this year. I think he's going to pick up where he left off. He's going to be fresh coming off the rest he got. And then,
I agree with you. I mean, Jair Alexander's out too.
Yeah, he's, I mean,
the Packers are really banged up right now. And there's no way, I don't see why the spread's 4.5.
Yeah.
I think for the Packers, they need to get themselves a true wide receiver one. And then they'll be, Jaden Reed's good, but
they have a bunch of wide receiver twos on their team. They don't have one.
I know, they have they got Dobbs. They had Watson, but he's out now. Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, they got even Tucker Kraft. They got Josh Jacobs. I mean, they're good, but they seem that star at receiver. And I can really see him being good in the future, but
it's like
Philadelphia's going to overpower them 100%.
I was telling someone this the other day, wide receivers, they're not going to go crazy high in drafts because they're not going to change a franchise. But a team, you need a wide receiver one on your team for your quarterback to throw the ball to. Why do you think Aaron Rodgers was so good? Because here's the thing. If he ever got in trouble, he knew Devontae Adams was going to be there. When Patrick Mahomes gets in trouble, he knew Tyreek early in his career, and now he knows Travis Kelce's going to be there to save him. It's like, if you can have an elite tight end or wide receiver that you build that chemistry with, it makes your job so much easier as a quarterback.
100%. You know when to throw the ball, and you know they'll be there without making mistakes.
Exactly.
You can't do that with a bunch of wide receiver twos. They gotta draft. I don't know. Maybe sign somebody over the season, but I think that's the only really weak spot. They also just waived Jair Alexander too. So
yeah, I think he's on injured reserve
or whatever. I don't know, but give me Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm taking Philly too. I think too much firepower. So I think the last game of the day on Sunday is that Bucks Commanders game.
I know who I have. I'm interested to see who you have in this game.
I think this has potential to be one of the best games of the weekend.
I think this will be the best game.
I think the Bucks. Here's the thing. I know everyone's gonna look at they went 10-7, AFC South and all that. Well, don't forget, last year they put a beat down on the Eagles in the first round.
Yep.
And I think it's gonna be interesting to see how Jaden Daniels can perform as a rookie in the playoffs, because the Commanders have not. It's not like they have crazy playoff experience because they haven't been there much. But I think I trust Baker Mayfield more just because he's been there in the situations before.
Yeah.
And I think the Bucs are gonna win. I think it's gonna be a really tough, tight game though. And I think the Bucs.
I have the Bucks too. I think Jaden Daniels is a good player, and he's good. I don't lie. He can run the ball. He could throw it. But I mean, Baker's. I saw a stat. I think since 2023, he's leading the league in, or 2022 or 2023, he's leading the league in touchdowns thrown.
Dude, he's
insane.
The year he had this year, if it wasn't for Darnold and Jared Goff, he would have been on the Pro Bowl.
100%. And we forget to mention, he was on a tear with Chris Godwin. This team's, they got arguably one of the best rookies, Bucky Irving, elite running back on that team. He's great.
Yeah, he's been good.
I think they're gonna Yeah, I think they're gonna win. Give me Tampa Bay.
100%. What's the spread on that game? Is Washington favored?
It's no, Tampa Bay's favorite actually.
Yeah, so they got that. It's like, if you don't know, the home team gets 3 points automatically towards their spread. So like, realistically, if it was on neutral site, they would be like, it would be a half a point game.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, it would be a lot closer, but
I think like, that's like. Here's the thing: it's like, this is the game where it's like the weather's not gonna factor into anything.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice and warm.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good, nice and warm. The boys, they're just gonna. It should be cold, so they're gonna be throwing the ball a lot.
Oh yeah.
It'll be. I think it'll be a shootout. I also take the over on that. I don't know what the total is, but maybe we can find it real quick. I don't know what it is, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
Let me see. Actually, I can find it right here. The over is 50. That's actually a lot. But let's see, this is 25 each. Doing 1 to 20. I'd take a 50 on that.
Oh, so would I.
I think that's definitely doable 100%.
So I think that's definitely a doable thing as well.
All right. So yeah, Tampa Bay. We both got Tampa Bay. And this is one of the better games, next game. And Minnesota Rams.
So this is the last game of the year. And, I mean, the last game of the wild card. So, yeah. Because of the fires happening right now, there is a possibility this game gets moved to Glendale, Arizona, where the Cardinals play. Which, here's the thing, it's like, the Rams, their stadium gets invaded, like, every week by the opposing team anyway. So, like...
They're actually not even favored. They have no...
Yeah.
They got zero fan base presence. I will not lie.
Yeah, they don't really have the greatest fan base of all time. And so, like, I think the Vikings are going to win that game. I think they're just the better team. Just, they've looked better all year to this point, too. It's like, I know they had the dud against Detroit, but it's like...
I know what you're saying. I'm going to take... I agree to that point, but I'm taking the Rams.
You think the Rams got it?
I think this game's gonna be a shootout, and I know Minnesota's good, but it's like they're not like eye popping. Like, oh, they're 14-3, but like they're 14-3, but I don't know. I feel like Puka and Kupp. I feel like Puka's gonna have a huge game, over 100 yards for sure. I think they're gonna sling the rock. I'm gonna take the whatever the over is. I think it's gonna go over. It's gonna be a shootout, and wherever it is at, it's gonna be an indoor. It's gonna be a good stage, be warm, wherever they play the game at. The Rams. I'm going to take the Rams. You got some. The spread's one, so it's another one of those toss-up games you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know the Vikings have a good defense, but I know the Rams really don't. I'm taking the Rams, though. I think they're going to outplay them, honestly.
Yes. So do I. I mean, I think the Vikings are going to win because I think the Vikings, it's like, I think the Rams are definitely a good team. Like, they know, like, they have Cooper Kupp, they still have Nacua, and they have Kyren Williams. They have the offense, but can their defense perform against... Because, like, the Vikings still have some dude. Like, they have Jefferson, Addison. I think, like, Jalen Naylor, or whatever his name is, he's not
Josh
bad.
Josh Naylor, I think his name is Josh, Naylor, whatever his name is.
They have some dudes.
Hawkinson.
Exactly.
I mean, their team's good. Their team is really good.
It's like, I think that the Vikings defense, like, I know they got shredded by the Lions, but it's like, when the offense is not helping you at all and you're constantly on the field, you're going to get tired, and it's just so hard to, like, the Vikings defense had two turnovers in that game, but because the Vikings offense couldn't do anything with them, it was like, what are you supposed to do?
No, yeah, I agree. Also, the Lions are very good. Their Lions are really good. Yeah. And
I mean,
I don't know. It's something about seeing Sam Darnold on a 14-3 team, which is really weird to me.
Yeah.
But I don't know what about it.
I think this makes the Jets and Panthers look really bad because Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold were both on the Panthers, and now they're both Pro Bowl caliber players, and Sam Darnold was on the Jets and literally looked like he had never played football before.
Oh, yeah, it was awful. Just shows you need to be in the right – sometimes you just got to be in the right place sometimes.
Yeah.
Didn't seem to give you a chance, and that's what happened to both of them, and I'd love to see that.
Because, like, here's really cool to see. Like, I never thought that Baker Mayfield was the problem in Cleveland either. It's like
he had his moments for sure.
Yeah, he won a play. Good. He won a playoff game for him. They had never won a playoff game in years.
I agree. I mean, I'm trying to think. Who was their wide receiver one on that Browns team?
I mean, OBJ got hurt. It was Jarvis Landry.
They were both washed too.
Exactly. I mean, they were past their prime.
He really had a chance. Now he's thrown into like two solidified. I mean, like Mike Evans is great.
And then McMillan from Washington, he's pretty good too.
He's balling. I mean, he had like two touchdowns in the play or something. He's been balling.
I mean,
that team's very good.
Yeah, I mean, and then the Browns they completely screwed up their franchise with that Deshaun Watson contract. That's going to haunt them for a while. Like, they gave 100%. That much money to a guy who hadn't played football in like 2 years. And like,
it's awful. Yeah. Let me ask you, do you know this? I don't know. Why are they not playing James Winston? Did he get injured?
I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to see what Zappe and the Dorian Thompson kid could do, but it's like, you already know that Dorian Thompson Robinson's not that good. It's like,
you know what is it? I mean, get the fans they want, at least the last season. Like, I guess that they may be tanking for the last pick, that maybe what they've been doing. Well, not a good pick. Maybe they're taking for that, but like,
yeah,
Jerry Jeudy was on a tear with Jameson. I mean, everybody wants to see a good game, and Jameson's fun to watch.
I mean, it's like, dude, just look at the Patriots game, dude. It's like, Jerod Mayo wins his final game as a Patriot, and then he gets fired like within minutes after that game. Like, I literally got a Twitter notification maybe like 40 minutes after that game went final. Notification from like Adam Schefter that Jerod Mayo is fired. It's like,
I saw. Yeah, I was like, what happened? I mean, like, I don't really get the firing on that, but like, I guess they won. What was he, a defensive coordinator? Was he a defensive coordinator?
I think he was a player for a little bit for New England.
Yeah.
And then became a coach of something for them. And then, like, it was basically, that was Bill's prodigy, basically, that Bill was, like, building up.
Mm.
But I guess he just couldn't get it done.
Yeah. It's like, I see him and Antonio Pierce are the same people.
Yeah.
That's what the Raiders fired, bro, too, so.
The Bengals need to look in whatever the hell Zach Taylor does in the offseason. Because why do they always start out this season so bad?
It's insane. It
cost them a playoff this year.
You got to lock in a little more. I don't even know. They may not even get T. Higgins back, too.
Like, I think he said he wants to come back, but it's like, here's the thing. They messed up. The front office messed up the whole Jamar Chase thing. And she just given. Like, here's the thing. The receiver market is one of the most fluid things ever. It's just going to go up. A new receiver is going to make it go up every single year even more. And here's the thing. Had you paid Jamar last year, you would have saved so much money. Because now he's a triple crown winning receiver.
Now you're in a hole here. Now you got to pay him.
The bar is just going to go up, up, up for Jamar Chase.
You know he's going to. And he may even hold out on training camp if he doesn't get what he wants. Because I'm sure. Who's the highest paid right now? Is it Justin Jefferson, right? I don't know, it's like 20 or something mil.
I think it's more, I think it's in the 30s, maybe 40s right now. I think.
Oh, really?
It's high, I think.
Jamar Chase is going to go up a lot.
It's like, even like, it's just all these receivers are getting their bags right now. It's like, if I was the GM, I'm going to pay him now, so that way I don't have to pay him a crazy amount more, like, next year.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. They should have paid him, but also it's pretty rare to see him pay. What was it under? I think it was a year early, right?
It was a year early,
which is rare. So when I was looking, I'm like, "Why are you complaining?" But now I see why they should have paid him.
Exactly, bro. It's like, here's the thing.
Very good, and he won a triple crown.
He showed up. Here's the thing. The biggest problem for Cincinnati was the defense. So imagine how much money you would have saved paying Chase that you could now put into the defense to fix the defense.
Yep, you could, like, have, yeah, 100%.
That was their only problem. It's like, when the offense is putting up 30, 40 points a game and still losing games.
That's a red flag.
Like, that doesn't happen in the NFL. Like, when you put up 30, you win the game more than how majority of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I was rooting for them to make the playoffs. I think that would have been an awesome first round. Bills versus Bengals. They almost had it. All they needed was Buffalo to win, but Kansas City start bench all their starters, which is a smart move because I guess they don't want to play them.
Yeah.
On the road. I mean, next year if they get some signees, maybe. I mean, I think all you focus on drafting is defensive players, just stud.
Just
maybe they turn around a little bit, but anything's better than this year.
I mean, you can't, like, imagine had they won a couple of those early games. You're not in this situation you're in now where it's like, oh, crap, we have to fight and then hope teams lose. Like, you have to have someone else depend your future for you.
You want to make it to where you have your own faith. You can settle it. You don't want to be able to hope on other teams. Like, I was, like, crazy, like, oh, we need the Dolphins to lose, Colts to lose. Bengals, we need the Broncos to lose out. We need the Bengals to win out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's not going to happen. They had a 13% chance.
Exactly. It was like, I mean, I was kind of like hoping for them just because it would have been fun to see them get in. They would have been dangerous for any team. But at the end of the day, when you, like, here's the thing. Like, let's say you crap the bed in September, you pick it up in October, right? Well, they were just not good in, like, any of those months. And then it was like they finally woke up and started winning games. But it was too little too late at that point. It was like...
No, it's that's the story of the Bengals right there.
Yeah.
I feel like it's always been like that. They're always just... They're always turning up at the end of the season. They're really good at the season. Like you said earlier, at the start of the season, they are just...
Like, even the couple even the years they went to the playoffs, they went to the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, they had, like, rough starts to the year. But, like, with the AFC constantly getting better and better and better in talent, I mean, it's like, you had two more teams now. It's like you have the Chargers and you have the Broncos that are going to be there now.
Yeah.
It's like...
no one expected those teams to be good. Nobody.
You've got to win the games that you got to win. Like, which, it's not Joe Burrow's fault, because here's the thing. Let's say the Bengals win three more games. Joe Burrow is probably the MVP.
I 100%.
Like, if the
I think Joe Burrow is statistically been the best quarterback this season.
Think about this: the Bengals are 12-5. Ja'Marr Chase might win Offensive Player of the Year, and then Joe Burrow probably wins MVP.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what happens. I agree with you on that 100%.
And then but there's a team up north a little bit, the Indianapolis Colts. I don't know what they need to do, but it's like, they've been fiddling around like 8 and 9 the last couple of years. I feel like
it's always around that. I've noticed that too. I think I don't know how much longer you give Anthony Richardson to get his stuff together, but
he's a great athlete. But when it comes to when it comes to being a quarterback, meaning throwing the ball and just getting completions, it's like,
I feel like he tries to throw it a little too hard. He throws that ball hard. And he's, like, throwing as hard as he can, and then, I don't know, it's just, like, he's a good runner, too. I mean, like, I saw a little bit of Cam Newton 2.0 in him.
But then it's, like...
If he got the throwing down, but he does not have that, he does not have the IQ at all.
He's an athlete. He's not a quarterback. It's his biggest problem. It's, like, until he's able to, like, complete passes, like, simple throws...
Yeah, he's got to do the simple thing. I mean, I feel like he's always in that pocket. And, like, second, I feel like he doesn't look through all his reads, and he takes off. And then it's not going to work out every time. But he's had his moments where he's played good. Don't get me wrong. He's had his deep shots. He's had his rushing touchdowns. He's had his moments, but.
Oh, 100% he's had his moments. But yeah, I thought this was going to be his breakout year this year.
Me too. But I thought it was too.
No. Okay.
Injury also hurts too. He's been injured a lot.
Who is your Super Bowl champion this year? Who's your pick to win it all?
You know, I think I'm going to go. I'm not taking the Lions or the Chiefs. I'm going to take the Bills. I think it's the year the Bills win. I think they're going to beat the Chiefs. I think they're going to go in there. I bet they play. I think they'll play the Lions. Lions or Bills. I think it's going to be a great game. I think Josh Allen just. He's going to kick it into gear. He's going to MVP mode. I think he wins Super Bowl. What about you?
As much as I don't like them, I think this is the best team Lamar has had around him. Like, even that MVP team that went 14-2, like, they have the running back. They have the tight ends. They have the receiver. Even Bateman's not bad. Ever since Kyle Hamilton went back to safety, the defense has been playing really good.
Yep.
Like, if Lamar... Seriously, the one thing that's holding Lamar back is that he hasn't performed in the postseason. That's the one thing that's holding him back. So, like, I think if he can go on a run this year... Because, like, if you don't remember, if Zay Flowers doesn't fumble, if Isaiah Likely's toe gets down, they win both those games against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean...
Plain simple, right there. It's like...
Yeah, I agree. It's just, I got to see him win a couple playoff games first. He's a good quarterback. He's a very good quarterback. We all know that, but...
It's like, he has the MVPs. He has the first-round bye records. But when it comes to the playoffs, there's been times where it's like... It's... You pointed at me like, okay, Lamar, you were the reason your team lost. You did not perform up to expectations.
And I think he knows that this year. I think this year may be the season. You're right. He might make a... He might try... Maybe change something up and make a run. I don't know if he gets nervous or what happens, but... I'm sure he doesn't get nervous, but... It just something. It is different when you watch him play in the playoffs than it is.
I think a team that's like that's getting slept on, but I don't think it's a sleeper team. But I think the Eagles could definitely make a run too, just because like they have like AJ Brown's a dog, and then Barkley keeps doing what he's doing. It's like obviously the Lions are going to be a very tough team to stop too, because they have some weapons, and I think. I don't know who I think their defensive coordinator is Aaron Glenn. The way that he just sent different packages at Sam Darnold and never let him got comfortable in that game, it was like, here's the thing. They had 13 players on injured reserve on that defense.
Yeah, no, they were banged up.
And yet they kept the 14-2 Minnesota Vikings to 9 points. Now obviously Sam Darnold missed some throws, but like they were just, I think he was hit 14 times in that game.
Yeah, no, the Lions always, since a couple, last two seasons, they've had that different grit to them. They're like, they've had that, like, wow factor, especially in offense. I love watching them. Yeah. Fourth downs, always these trick play packages. And I think they kind of incorporate that into their defense, too. Like, okay, we don't got to run the same, we switch it up. It's like, switch it up the game plan on them, show a blitz, back out. That's the Vikings are really good at that. But yeah, that's the thing. What they did, the Lions, I think they will make the Super Bowl too, but I think they're gonna come short.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's honestly a toss up because like it's like the Chiefs last year, I still thought they were gonna make the Super Bowl and win it, but it's like this year, obviously they're 15-2, but they've played some very close games, and like obviously I know it's the Chiefs, and that like they kind of play down a level of their competition sometimes. But I think if there was ever a year for someone to get them, I think it could be this year. I don't know who it's gonna be, but like, I still think that the Chiefs have some question marks. But it's like again in the playoffs, they're probably the most consistent team every go around come playoff time.
Damn good. I hate to admit it, but they are damn good in the playoffs. Mahomes, he doesn't miss in the playoffs. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. It's a definite possibility. They win the whole thing.
Exactly. It's like...
You just got to take your odds on that, but they're good. They're really good.
Yeah. And it's like, I think that's what's going to make these playoffs. Okay. So, go back to college for a second. Who's your national champion? Who do you have winning the first ever 12-team playoff?
Ohio State. I had Ohio State early in the year, honestly. I did like this, bet for everything like MLB and all that. Uh-huh. I put Ohio State winning it, but it didn't cash for it. I got the World Series wrong, but it was only $5. But I think Ohio State's gonna win it. They're good. They're really good. It's their year to win it. Only team. I mean, if they get a second round, I think Texas is better than Penn State and Notre Dame. So when they get the second round, I think they're gonna beat them. Whatever it is.
Yeah, I think Ohio State too. I think now that Ohio State's hit their stride, I don't think anyone's going to beat them. It just, here's the thing. if they just continue to play how they've been playing, no one will beat them. But if they try and do something, like they try and change something up, like they did against Michigan, they try and be different, who knows? They might trip over themselves. And but I think right now, without a doubt, it's Ohio, I think it's Ohio State's thing to lose right now, just because Texas has been inconsistent. You don't really know about Notre Dame or Penn State what's going to happen. Ohio State's the outlier. They're the only team where it's like they're consistent.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think they lost to, who did they lose to? Oregon and Michigan, right? Is that right?
Yes, like Oregon by like a possession.
I think it was a point. I actually think it was a point they lost by.
It might have been that, but it's like that was, it was a super close game, and then they lost by 3 to Michigan. That was their losses this
year. Yeah, and they haven't, I mean, they've been on a roll since then, and I think, I mean, they're going to, I think they'll win the whole thing. Jeremiah Smith held a great game, a championship game. I think he'll go for bold statement. I think he goes for 2 tights. Yeah. But, no, yeah, give me Ohio State in that. What about you? You got Ohio State, too?
I got Ohio State.
Yep, yeah. They're good. They're really good. It's their year. Yeah.
Well, this has been another episode of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas.
I'm Blaze.
Thank you for listening.